Hey everybody, Tom Berry with Investor Loan Source, back for the final installment of my video series that I'm doing on the market and what we are seeing out there in the marketplace today. So hopefully you've seen the other three videos, and this one we're going to talk about really what we're seeing going forward and how do we preserve capital and get ourselves as diversified as we can so that we can protect what we've already grown. You know, I used to teach a class on raising private money. And back when I was buying apartment complexes and single family homes, that's how Melissa and I bought them. We raised all the capital for those properties. And I've lost count of how much we'd raised. The last time I added it up, it was over $18 million. And one of the things that I used to say in those classes was that nobody really cares about the return on investment until they are assured of the return of their investment. Now, if you think about that for a minute, and if you're an investor and you have some cash that you want to invest, your first question that goes through your mind is not, is it going to pay me X return or is it going to be Y return? Your first question is going to be, am I going to get my principal back? Let's be honest. That's the first question. Now, once you are fairly assured of that and you've put that out of your mind, now your brain can move to what type of return could I possibly expect from this investment. I want to assure you that at Investor Loan Source, our first concern is the return of your principal. In other words, it's protection of principal. So we want to do everything we can to diversify and use the most safe strategies that we can to invest with our limited partners that come into business with us. So one of the things that we developed when we developed our private equity funds is we developed two funds, one for short-term notes and short-term holdings, the other for long-term notes and long-term holdings. And you might ask yourself, well, isn't that a lot of extra work? Yes, it is. But we wanted to do a two-fund strategy because I come from the investment world. I used to sell stock market investments, mutual funds, annuities, those types of things. And I was used to what all investment firms talk about, which is called asset allocation. You can't do proper asset allocation if you only have one fund. So, because let's be honest, not everybody's in the same place in life. I might have a 30-year-old investor who has, you know, a certain amount of money that they want to invest for retirement, but they're not going to touch that money for another 20, 25 years. I might also have a 65-year-old investor who has a certain amount of money they want to invest, but they need a monthly income coming into them immediately. Those two investors should not be invested the same. So we created the two-fund approach with the short-term fund. That's our growth fund. That's the fund that we push for higher yields, higher returns. And if you've got a longer time horizon, that's where the bulk of your investment with us should be. The long-term fund, that's more capital preservation. Those notes that go into that fund, we've done well over $35 million of that paper, and I could count on one hand the number of foreclosures we've had. It's just the solid, solid, pays every month kind of an investment. Now, does it get the returns of the short-term fund? No, it doesn't. But risk equals return. Always has and always will. So if you've got somebody that's touting extremely high returns, in your mind, you have to be thinking extremely high risk. Because the two are absolutely always tied together when it comes to investments. Using our two-fund approach, it doesn't matter where you are in life, we can split that investment up into one or both of those funds, depending on where you are and the needs that you have for your investment dollars. So if you're needing a return constantly, maybe you're at retirement, I would look more at the long-term fund for the bulk of your money, maybe a little bit over in the short-term fund. If you're young, you got tons of time for retirement, I'd probably be more heavily over here. And then if you're kind of in between, maybe you split it up 50-50. But those are the types of conversations that we would have with you if you are interested in looking at our funds. Again, this is not a solicitation of any kind. This is for education. You could use these strategies when investing in any private equity fund. And there are gazillions of them out there once you start looking. But I really wanted to get this out there so that people would start looking at funds as an alternative to some of the all-money